Welcome back, 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Washington Times national reporter Valerie Richardson. Hello, Val. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Oh, just fine and dandy. I see you've got three or four stories up on the website today, and I wanted to check in with you on a couple of them. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoes a controversial religious freedom bill. I don't think there was any real surprise there. But I guess her decision stemmed from, what, a lot of heat pouring in from around the country?
It was one of those things where she probably didn't have much of a choice. There was a talk of a economic boycott. She had top Republicans, including both Arizona Senators, Jeff Flake and John McCain, urging her to veto the bill. Mitt Romney urged her to veto the bill. It became a point where the negative publicity surrounding the bill, and there's a real question as to whether the bill was going to be anywhere near as bad as opponents said it was going to be, but it got to the point where the campaign against it had taken on a life of its own, and if she had not vetoed it, Arizona probably would have been in a difficult position economically.
Yeah, and I know that there are business concerns. Some new companies who have been looking at Arizona may turn away from it. The Super Bowl in 2015 was even brought up.
Right. The committee, the Arizona Super Bowl committee, was urging her to veto the bill. Who knows if, I don't know if the NFL would have pulled out if she hadn't, but she obviously didn't want to take that risk. So it was kind of one of those things where I think she just wanted to, she had till Saturday, but she vetoed it last night, and I think she just basically wanted to get it over with and move on and put this story behind her as fast as she could.
Yeah, and I think she mentioned that this bill created more problems than it solved.
Right. And she also said that, and which is true, that there has not been a high-profile case of, let's say, a florist or wedding cake decorator in Arizona being forced basically to participate in a gay wedding. There was none of that, or being compelled to, at the risk of being fined or losing their business license. There have been cases like that in New Mexico. We have one in Oregon. We have one in Colorado. But Arizona hasn't really faced this. And so, the other thing she said was that, look, this isn't like a pressing problem for us at the moment. This hasn't even happened to us. Why are we kind of leading the fight on this?
Yeah.
So, at the risk of our, economic recovery.
Yeah. All right, so obviously some were happy with the decision, some were not. I'm assuming you probably heard both sides of that?
Yeah, I mean, you had obviously groups like Alliance Defending Freedom and some local Arizona groups that had been pushing for her to sign this. They wanted to, basically what this bill would have done was bring Arizona's religious freedom law, and a lot of states have these laws, into a line with the federal law. In other words, it wasn't like it was this radical bill that was going way out of this limb. I mean, it would have pretty much brought it in line with the federal religious freedom statute, but it was the campaign against it obviously characterized it as this, Jim Crow-style law that would have, had gay people being refused at lunch counters and this and that. Like I said, at one point it almost didn't even matter what was in the bill. The publicity surrounding it was so bad that she had, what could she do?
Yeah.
So.
And I saw some proponents this morning saying, well, what happens if a doctor refuses to abort a child based on religious beliefs? Can he or she be, required to do it by law? And if they don't, could they be arrested? So I guess what people are doing is they're looking down the road to see if this thing's going to grow legs.
Yeah, because, right now, and one thing that was, pointed out was that, back, let's say, in the Jim Crow days, you had states actually, that would fine diners that, tried to desegregate. This is an example of, you've got maybe, one baker out of dozens in your community that doesn't want to participate in a gay wedding, but you have tons of options. This kind of protects that guy or that woman from having to bake that cake, but obviously there's all kinds of implications down the road. You can see this thing this issue kind of morphing, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next, months and years.
Yeah. All right, I want to take you to another story I see your name attached to, and that would be the Alaska Pot Legalization Initiative. What's going on there? It looks like they could be the next state?
It looks very likely. Right now, the polling, and there's only been one poll that I've seen from public policy polling, and they find that 55% of Alaskans support legalizing recreational marijuana for adults 21 and over, which is what they've done in Colorado and Washington. I mean, even though Alaska is, a very Republican state, it's a very libertarian Republican state.
Yeah.
And so, when you have a lot of libertarians out there saying, why are we putting people in jail for this? Why are we not, kind of acknowledging what's happening in society with people smoking pot? Then you tend to see a lot of support for it. And, Yeah, that campaign looks pretty good right now. The election is in August. It's actually they're going to have it on the ballot with the primary, so it's coming up very soon. You do have opposition that's coming in, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen to that show, Alaska State Trooper. have you ever watched that on National Geographic Channel? I mean, half of their shows are about busting people for smoking marijuana.
They're not going to have any crimes left.
Honestly. And, by the way, I don't even know. I'm probably catching you off guard here. I don't know. But I heard this story earlier today that there's an unintended consequence of legalization in Colorado, and it's the large number of pets that have been showing up at the vet's office only to find out that the animal was stoned.
Oh, I haven't even heard that.
Yeah,
wow.
Evidently, some doctors are saying that a couple of things are happening. Either they're partaking of the smoke that they're not accustomed to, but they think more of it has to do with eating products that are laced with it. You know, whether it be brownies or cakes or whatever.
Right, because a lot of these shops will make goodies. Basically, they'll make, like you say, cookies. They'll make brownies, and they'll make candy, and this kind of thing. That the fear there has been that kids might get into this stuff, but I guess you've got the whole pet angle too.
Yeah. All right. Now, speaking of Colorado, GOP has pulled a major switch I guess it's an attempt to take out Senator Mark Udall, right?
Yeah, this is huge in Colorado. I mean, that's all they've been talking about on talk radio all day today. Cory Gardner is going to get into the Senate race, the race for the Republican nomination for the Senate. He is a very popular congressman in Colorado. He was somebody that's been mentioned all along as a potential gubernatorial or Senate candidate, but he had not gotten in the Senate race until now. But now he's gotten in, and he is, he's immediately the huge favorite. Ken Buck, who is also running for that race, he has dropped out of the race in reaction, and he is going to run for Cory Gardner's House seat.
Okay.
They live in the same district. So Ken Buck basically gets himself a House seat because that's a very Republican district. And Cory Gardner now has the task of taking off Mark Udall, who's obviously, a sitting senator, has been very popular in Colorado, but is really struggling right now with the whole Obamacare vote.
Yeah.
That's extremely unpopular here, and his poll numbers have been showing some weakness.
Yeah, and Coloradans had been losing their health care under this Obamacare switch, right?
Oh, yeah. More than 300,000 have lost their health care plans, and, a lot of those offered plans instead, but they're not the same plan, and they're often more expensive, and he's taken a beating in the polls for that. Also, he got in a bit of a scandal here with his staff members going to the state insurance regulators and asking them to stop putting out this 300,000 number without subtracting the number of people who had been offered new plans. And there was this scrum, and an email was released with the state insurance regulators stating that they're trying to trash their numbers. And it became kind of a big deal here. And I think that was another thing that's kind of weakened Udall and made the Republicans think that, hey, maybe we have a shot, but they weren't really. But Gardner gives them a much better shot than the candidates that had been in previously.
Yep, that's pretty cool. All right, we'll continue to follow that story, I'm sure, and you and I will talk again. Thanks, Valerie.
Thanks, Andy.
Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter, reporting from Colorado. 1229, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. A word of warning. I have a soundbite from the most boring man on earth, Harry Reid. It's coming up. Don't go away.